views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We are here every Wednesday morning, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Shift happens on the show. What I have been using this show for is a vehicle to allow people to experience the instant relief that we feel when we use our intuition to change our circumstances and have creative solutions to our problems. And right now on today's show, I have my favorite traveling companion, Will Hatch. Will, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning. we just both flew back from Germany from the Energetic Upgrade Seminar that the information I was sharing with Mark Kettenbach. And hey, how are you doing? How's Canada in your end?
It's good. It's nice and muddy.
Nice and muddy. Ah, it's melting. Yeah, we have a beautiful sunny day here in Kelowna. It's good to be back in Canada. We had such an amazing seminar, and you know, it was really fun to be there and to shift energy. And we could talk a little about that. I loved for you to share your experience of Germany, and you know what we. You know, the seminar, people that are listening in can call 1-800-930-2819 if you would like to have an energetic shift. One of the things that Will and I did when we were in Germany is Mark had talked a lot about the importance of the atlas, which is how your head sits on in that first vertebrae in your neck, and you know about how important it is that that's in alignment. And you know, I had had my atlas readjusted when I was in Germany 10 months ago, but I was rear-ended by this young woman and got in a car accident, and I felt like it was out right away. And so we all went, and she readjusted my atlas and also yours. And I would just love for you to share your experience of what that was like for you. I also just got sent pictures back from Mark of when you were on the table and your feet, like they were out by 2 inches.
That was horrific. So what an experience. I grew up introduced to chiropractic. So it wasn't a really unusual experience to go in and see the table and have them check my hip alignment by having me lay down on my face and bending my knees up. But what was so incredible about this, in contrast to those experiences, is that she only makes one adjustment up in the very top of my neck, and then suddenly the tension in my shoulders released, my shoulders changed position. I felt this cascade all the way down my spine, everything shifting in place, and then she lays me back down to check my hips again, and they're back in alignment somehow. From there, my shoes don't fit the same. I don't sit the same. Nothing is the same. It was a very profound experience. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. When I had my atlas adjusted at first, I was in this state of like where I actually, like when I got back to Canada and I got in my car, I had to readjust my rear driving mirror, you know, and because I was actually carrying myself, my posture was different. So I was mm-hmm. able to see way more. And when you turn, you know, you're right after she does it, like she first checks the range of your vision when you turn your neck to the right or the left. And right after she did that, you know, I was able to see all the way, like almost like an owl, like where the two points, when you look towards the back, they cross over because you have so much range of motion in the neck. And, you know, that was like so this is something that I talk about this in my book about vision and about, you know, when people have eye problems, that when you're like in alignment in that way, that you see the world differently. And if your atlas is out, usually what happens is you have a tendency to round your shoulders and look down at the ground when you're walking, and like your line of vision is not like straight ahead. So you don't, once you have your atlas done, you're able to see the sky and the ground at the same time. And it's really mm-hmm. like, isn't that amazing? Like, you can't even yeah. describe it to someone. You go, we went for a walk after, and I felt like I was just floating on air. Every footstep was really, there was more bounce in my step and less impact on my spine. And this is something that, you know, I talk a lot about, structural integrity and the importance of alignment with your physical body. If your body is off, what happens is you're going to be in a place where you're not seeing the world in the same way as if your body is totally in alignment. And this affects like mood, it affects vision, it affects like pain levels in the body, it affects how you perceive the world. It's so important. And, you know, once this adjustment is made, it puts all the vertebrae in place so that down at the base of your spine, it allows like you to be in a place where you're adjusted and you're able to hold that adjustment on a physical level, an emotional level, on a psychological level. It was really, really profound. And it was just something that you and I were like, yeah, we got to tell people about this. I mean, the woman that did it only spoke German. So, you know, we were fortunate to have Mark as our translator. And, you know, she told us a lot about, you know, why it's so important that the Atlas is in. You know, would you like to share a little bit about that and your experience with it?
Well, I got to say, getting up off the table, I felt like I was on the moon. I had to relearn how to walk in the first few minutes. That was just so bizarre and unexpected. But the most surprising element of this whole thing was I noticed that my thought patterns changed immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, really subtle, but this... this past year, I've been feeling, or really been paying attention to working on things that I feel inspired to work on and not forcing myself to do something that I don't feel that sort of strong inspiration drawing me into working on it. Because I recognize fully that if I'm in the zone and I'm inspired, inside a week I could accomplish something that I could struggle for months otherwise and still be unable to do. And so getting off that table, I've had a clarity that has come into me that I've never experienced with such intensity outside of a few short moments here and there. It's been really, really great.
I know, that's how I feel. I right away could tell that after the car accident, the first thing when this young woman, I was stopped at a light and she didn't. And when that happened, I could feel that the first thing that went through my mind was not my car, or, you know, once it was like, are we both okay? And I got out and I asked her, are you okay? And then the next thing was like, oh no, my atlas. Because I was enjoying this new way of carrying myself. And throughout, what she says is that for every decade, that the Atlas has been out, it takes about 1 year for your body to go through readjustments. And we're not just talking about readjustment of the spine. We're talking about readjustment of the organs in the body and, you know, everything in the body starting to shift and go back into the place that it needs to go into. This can be really a weird feeling because your body becomes so used to being slightly crooked. And, you know, that's like, it's such a gift. And it's just something that I felt like really, I really wanted to share with people that are listening in now. We are going to a quick break here. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Will Hatch. And when we return, we will share more ways to move energy. You can call in 1-800-930-2819 and let's make some shift happen.
You see this guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do when you smile?
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Stephan is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Stephan brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
I am Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media at Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better, 1-800-930-2819. joint, and that connects the skull to the spine. So this joint allows the head to turn from side to side and to nod up and down. And the atlas is a small 2-ounce bone, yet it is responsible for supporting the head that weighs on average between 5 and 11 pounds. So if the atlas is out of balance, the entire spine and the body twist and shift, causing imbalance to the muscles, to the blood supply, and it causes confusion in the message of the nerves, and it can create a lot of organ dysfunction, because when our spine is physically not in alignment, what happens is it affects all the organs and everything around. And so this is why I really wanted to share this information with people, that of the importance of structure in the physical body. And then, you know, we'll talk after we want to talk. We have Raul from Seattle here, and we'd like to, you know, take your call, Raul, and see what you have to share with us here today.
Hey, good morning, Colette. Good morning, Fred.
Hey there, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm excited about all the information you're sharing. Always new and exciting.
That's how we like to keep it, hey, Will?
Yeah. Hello, Will.
Yeah. Okay. And so what's going on with you? Like, what's happening?
Last week on a Wednesday, I had this horrible stomach pain, this pain going straight down through my gut. I had a little bit of an episode like that the week before that, but last week I didn't even show up to work, which is kind of strange. I never do that, but and still giving me trouble around around my lower chakras, and it feels like there's something going on that is kind of like turning on and off nerves. I don't know if that even makes sense. It's like something's going on, and I wanted to see if you can help me with that.
Yeah, I'm picking up some stuff right away here, but what I would like to ask you is, like, if you went on a scale, I like to get a baseline from 0 to 10, 10 being how much this is it painful or is it just discomfort?
Right now it's only discomfort. Last week was really painful.
Okay, and on a scale 0 to 10, 10 being it's really, really, you know, excruciating pain, down to 0 being there's no pain, where are you on that chart?
Right now I'm at 2 or 3.
Okay, I was getting more of a 4 because, but then I'm picking up like that just that you're shifting already. So, Will, what are you getting right away from this?
I went straight to the solar plexus.
Yeah, me too.
And then I just started tweaking something in there. It's really hard to describe, but I felt it was funny because as I was laying here getting ready for the show about a half hour ago, I was having a pain in my lower rib cage, and I was reaching in and underneath on the left-hand side of my rib cage, very deep. I was reaching up two ribs just on the left side of my solar plexus and releasing something in my own body. So how perfect now that somebody calls in with a problem in exactly that spot.
Yeah, well, I also had experienced that, Raul. Thank you. This morning. Mm-hmm. And what I was getting is there's a from the chakras, it's coming up more of a weakness in your chakras than it is in your physical body. But the solar plexus is kind of like our diaphragm is there, and it's our breathing point. And when we're not taking life in absolutely fully, and we're not in a position where we're allowing the energy to travel from the base and the sacral chakra through the sacral chakra, it's a weakness to being able then to have the energy coming from the heart, be able to then, and the heart chakra being able to use that to follow through. And a lot of people who have weaknesses in the solar plexus have a tendency to have some, a lot of the times that comes from your subconscious mind, from when you were, a young child. And it's coming up limiting beliefs around shame and not deserving to go to the heart and get what you really, truly want in life and following your heart to get there. Will, what are you getting on this now?
The word hesitation was coming up, and then you started describing all the symptoms of hesitation and then the causes of it. So it's perfect. You deserve it. You deserve it all, Raul, not just because you've done anything special, but because that's kind of universal. You're here to have the experience. So you deserve the experience because you're here and nothing more.
Yeah, it's about trust. And not so much trust, that's not the word that's coming up, but the faith. And so, you know, we want to strengthen that for you, that, you know, that you, what's coming up is that you have a tendency to hold your breath when things come up that are disturbing for you. And especially it's coming up about things happening in your, you know, like not being able to go to work and feeling sick. And I'm getting that. On many levels, people have a tendency to get sick because that's the only really way that it's justifiable in our social world right now is to miss work, is you have to be sick. And so you'll see this a lot with young children who are going through a lot of emotions, or they're going through a lot of changes in their physical environment. A lot of times they'll also go to this place where, you know, it's only acceptable not to go to school if you're sick. And so we want to give each other room here to be able to say, you know, I need a rest. And not
rest.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, Will, you've talked to me about this a lot, that there's times where you just need to be resting and not do. And this is coming up for you, Raul, that that you don't allow yourself to have space to process sometimes because of the third dimensional world, having to get to work, having to get things done. You know, a lot of us have become human doings instead of human beings. And we want to strengthen that for you, that, you know, you're all connected in this way, that, you know, you want to follow your heart, but you also at the same time want to take consistent steps of action towards your goals, because we do live on this planet where we need to do that. We need to show the universe action. If you hold on, Raul, until after the break, Will and I'll do some more shifting, and then we'll touch base with you again and see, you know, where this has shifted to for you. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Will Hatch here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day and you'd say night, tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Discover the 8 things the elements of prosperity want you to know. Lynn Brown is hosting a life-transforming, soul-expanding evening on April 30th featuring guest speaker and radio host Dr. Pat Basile. Lynn was guided to make this a by-donation event for entrance, and all proceeds will be donated towards uplifting the homeless community. For more information and to get tickets, visit eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com and type Lynn Brown in the search.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media at Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better, 1-800-930-2819. We have Raul on the phone, and we were just doing some energetic shifting for you, Raul. I just would like to check in with you right now and see what you're experiencing. Oh.
Have him call, okay. And I'll patch him right through when he calls back. Oh, there
okay,
he is. Hang
no
on.
No worries. No worries whatsoever. We got that he was down to zero anyway. So we're just going to strengthen that. And you know, we'll wait for to hear from you, Raul. In the meantime, Will, tell us, you know, we were talking about Oh, he's back now. So we'll talk to Raul here first. Raul, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. So what are you experiencing?
I experienced two like stabbing sensations towards my left side of my stomach, and I mean, what you guys talked about, it makes total sense. And you know, it's not that I didn't know, but it's just coming up really strong. Like, you know, the manifestations in my body.
Yeah, and so, you know, that's what Will said he was picking up on. Do you want to explain to him what you were picking up?
You're putting me on the line here. I was talking about 5 different things. I'm not sure.
Okay. sometimes what happens when we shift energy, we forget what we shifted, and that's always a good thing. So I would just like to check in with you, Raul, and see what, you know, what number are you at now?
I'm pretty relaxed. I mean, I feel really just like talking to you every single time. So I'm pretty relaxed right now. And you know, I encountered that hesitation they were talking about when I think very strongly about moving forward in my life. And I feel like there's an invisible wall.
Yeah. So you know, this is really interesting because a lot of people do go through this when we're shifting energy, is that and I'm not just talking about like on the radio show and that, but as people, when we shift energy, we get to a certain point where we're really starting to get close to getting what we want. And people have a tendency to sabotage themselves in some way when they're getting what they want. It seems silly, but that just is the way. You know, people always assume that if they're going to go weak, it's going to be energetically. It would be when we're at our absolute worst, but we're quite comfortable there, actually. Most people function quite well at that, you know, worst case scenario, because that's where they're, they're resonating in fear. And so it's about steps of action moving forward. And I'm really picking up this for you, Raul, that, we were talking about the Atlas and the perception of the world, and about how it changes perception, because you're able to see the sky and the ground at the same time when that Atlas is in place. And so we would just want to strengthen you to that. It's coming up as above, so below, that kind of energy. And that's what Will was actually working on, but he forgot, because sometimes when we're shifting, this happens to me quite a bit, where we're in this place where it's shifted, and there's no longer any need whatsoever to put any energy into that, and because the person has shifted out of it. So we want to strengthen you that when you get into this place where you recognize that you're kind of sabotaging yourself, or that you have some fear about moving forward a little bit further in your journey here, that we would just strengthen you that, you know, that you're, that you can stand with both feet on the ground, that you're safe here on this earth, that there is no lack here, that, you are loved by the universe. There's nobody trying to, you know, take you down. You know, when you allow the flow to come in from source energy, your perception of how you view the world changes. And mm-hmm. then you're able to move forward with more alignment in everything you do. And so that's what we were working on the break. And where are you at with that now, Raul?
I'm peace and actually quiet here in the office. I'm doing good. I'm good.
Well, thank you for calling in. I love when this happens, where it's a perfect example of what we're talking, how energy, how we attract. We have a certain topic on the radio show, and someone will call in, and that is energetically what we're shifting. And so we want to send that shift with a lot of love from your heart, Raul, and from my heart and Will's heart. We're just going to strengthen that for all the people listening now or listening later, that they get also receive this energetic shift. And so thank you so much for calling in and sharing your experience.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. All right. So, Will, this is perfect. We were talking about physical environment, and you wanted to share with people, your kind of journey and how you look at the world.
The world is a very wonder-filled place for me. I've got a habit of looking at the simple things and looking at the complicated things, and my electrical engineering education really supports that, because when you're designing something from an electrical engineer's chair, you have to look from the top down first and say, what do I want it to do? And then you have to look at the bottom up second and say, here's the pieces I have to work with. How do I make them do what the top down idea was? And there's this flipping back and forth always through a design phase, looking up, looking down, looking up, looking down, from a functional standpoint and from a functioning standpoint. Now, when I also take what I learned in school and I apply it to the body in terms of the resonance in the spinal cavity. Now, when we're talking about radio frequencies and maximizing power transfer, these are very important topics for designing cell phones and Wi-Fi chips, but most people don't need to really look at it. But if I have a bunch of energy and the energy is in a space that has a certain quality to it, and I want to get that energy into a space that has a very different quality to it, what happens is that when the energy is transmitted and it hits the change, the gap from the one state to the next state, what happens is a whole bunch of the energy gets reflected. So in terms of the energy in my spine, then, when I get my Atlas adjusted, then the energy coming out of my brain has a much clearer passage into the rest of my spine, and then it can resonate within the rest of the spinal cavity quite cleanly and quite easily. And that is an experience that when I really get in touch with what happened to me in Germany in those few short minutes after this adjustment, it makes perfect sense, because it was such a profound cascade from top to bottom. And I used to have a lot of pain in my body. And right now, most of my pain is in my feet, and that's it.
That's,
what a change.
Isn't that interesting how the feet actually change the way when you get the Atlas adjusted? It actually changes the way you walk on the world. And, you know, the reason why when people honor gurus, the reason why they honor their feet is because every footstep has an imprint on, on the world and on the universe, basically. And, when we're walking through life on our journey here on this earth, the steps that we take metaphorically and also like actually take physically imprint the earth. And so when we are in this state of where our physical structure is really strong and the central nervous system is working at a really high level, and the electrical impulses, as you explained, can get through, then we are able to walk this earth with what the word that's coming to me is that with assurance, like that we are absolutely able to stand in a way that we can view the world, and we can see, you know, the as above, so below, the good, the bad, the positive, the negative. People put labels on this, but it's actually like being in a state where we are able to really view the world from a very balanced and a centered and a stable state. And when we're in that place, it's a place of being able to create in a more beautiful way. And we'll talk about that when we come right back here after this next break. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have Will Hatch here today with me, and we are talking about physical structure, the importance of that, and also the importance of your physical environment. We'll be right back after this short break.
I've been thinking about you, baby, my one desire.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Discover the 8 things the elements of prosperity want you to know. Lynn Brown is hosting a life-transforming, soul-expanding evening on April 30th featuring guest speaker and radio host Dr. Pat Basile. Lynn was guided to make this a by-donation event for entrance, and all proceeds will be donated towards uplifting the homeless community. For more information and to get tickets, visit eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com, and type Lynn Brown in the search.
Skye Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Skye has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Skye now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night.
How to do that from this point of view of having a really strong perception in the world. So here you go. You have let's give you the floor.
Well, on the break, the word integrity came to mind. I felt like going into that for a bit, and what that means when I get in touch with it. Integrity is about integrating all the parts, and there's quite often a lot of parts that we may not want to integrate. And that's a very challenging proposition that we have in front of us. And then the other place where that takes me is into something that I keep getting about the difference between absolute and necessary truth. And what I mean by that is that there is some absolute truth out there, but we don't really know much about it. We know what we perceive in our experience, and we don't have access to any higher knowledge than that. So most of the humanity operates on something I like to refer to as a necessary truth, and it's the belief systems that we're in currently that through our experience cause a growth and then a change in that belief system, and it's constantly evolving. And when we cling to a necessary truth, thinking that it was an absolute truth, something that we knew to be true, and we get attached to that truth, then it's really hard to let go of what was true in a current, in a certain state of our existence. And then as we grow, then it's not true anymore. And what I mean by that is, for a baby who can't speak, their truth of how they communicate to the world and how they get what they want is very different from a young child who can speak. But then the young child, their truth inside the family, the dynamics of the situation, is very different from the truth of an adult who can speak, provides for themselves, and then has responsibilities providing for others, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then it changes again as you become into the retirement childhood phase, and then back into the baby phase at the end of our life.
Wow, that was really powerful. So we're going to, you know, a lot of us, if we think about, you know, as adults, a lot of the time, it what's coming up for me is that as adults, quite often, we're still making judgments and making choices that are attached to the truth that we knew as we were growing up, because we don't want to rattle that cage, you know, that maybe the things that we've been taught, the way that we viewed the world, that, you know, that we are not in a position then to change that, like, or that we don't want to change it because it feels kind of scary. And so that, So, you know, we want to strengthen everybody to the truth from their, from your own individuality is what I'm getting. So we're just going to really the importance of that, I guess, take the importance out of it. But, you know, we are all connected on this, you know, in this universe, we're in this universal soup. So every thought that we have, we share. And at the same time, we are individual and we have individual, I guess, desires or, you know, we each have our own path that we are on and, you know, we're on our journey. And, you know, you and I were talking about how funny it was because, you were on the radio show last time, right after we got back from Peru. And now, again, coming back from Germany. And, you know, when we all get together and we're energetically in this place where we want to shift ourselves into a better place and we want to support those around us to also live a good life, to have a, you know, to have fun and to enjoy life. Sometimes, you know, do you want to talk about some of the challenges around that?
The challenges. No, I don't really want to feed the challenges today. I want to set a goal for integration. I want to tie all that truth back into the integration here. To be in your integrity means to be whole. And my experience and what I've perceived from others around me is that early in our lives, we're taught that some element of ourselves shouldn't be there. And so we slowly cut bits and pieces off. And it can be taught through many ways. It could be a parent saying, no, you can't do that. Or it could be a lover saying, I can't accept this activity. Or it could be a personal thing where we say, I don't like that experience and I don't want to ever experience that again, so I'm never going to go down that path again. And when we do it with a really strong judgment, what happens is we take a part that is ourself and we deny it and we push it away. And then those little bits and pieces that we push away, what are they left to do? And then those little holes that are left where those pieces were, what do you put there? So really to be really strong, I've found, I've had to really look at the things that I disliked about myself, the things that I denied and hated about myself, and recognize, okay, how did that thing get there? And why don't I like it? And then through some sort of understanding, I recognized that there were situations leading up to those things that I was denying, but then I embraced them and I took this radical change and I said, you know what, either nothing is divine or everything is divine, and this is me whether or not anybody likes it. This is my truth, absolute of my truth, which is just one little thing. But as I went through this period of radical acceptance of self, then what I recognized is that when I look at people around me who are doing things that used to really bother me, I look at them with understanding now. And I can see, oh, that they're on that curve. I've been on that curve. It sucks.
That's really a funny way to explain it. I enjoyed that a lot. This is, you know, because what happens is a lot of times when people connect with me, they want like a magic pill where nothing bad ever happens to them in their life ever again. And, you know, life, we are here to experience life and we are here to experience all of life. And so, you know, if we sit in judgment about what's happening to us or what others are doing, and we if we can recognize that we can look at ourselves very closely, and we can recognize that the people around us are mirroring back to us, you know, maybe some energetic weaknesses that we need to address. And we don't have to judge that as being a good or a bad thing or a positive or a negative thing. We want to feel that. We want to face it so that we're not sitting in fear. You know, we've run out of time again here. So, Will, I just want to thank you for being on the show. And thank you for sharing your energy in Germany at the Energetic Upgrade Seminar. It was really powerful and a really cool experience. I want to thank Raul for calling in and Brian for playing this wonderful music. And I want to thank those of you who I'm getting all this wonderful feedback about my book. I really, really enjoy hearing about your experience when you read my book. And, you know, please do continue to comment. I'm really excited because Mark and I have developed an online program, energeticupgrade.com, that will be available. We're really proud of this online program that we put out. It should be out at the end of April. Any last one, you know, one sentence that you want to share, Will?
Yeah, if you're in the forest and there's a bear chasing after you and it feels really uncomfortable, you shouldn't be upset that it feels really uncomfortable. You should be glad for the inspiration you have to get the hell out of there.
I love it. This is The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen. We'll talk to you again next week. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com for more information. That's TheTruthIsFunny.com.